This is Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio, taking a closer look at the issues that affect you in western and central Wisconsin. Welcome to another edition of Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIB and WOGO Radio. Our guest this week is Tyler Esch, Eau Claire County Emergency Management Coordinator. Tyler, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me come out today.
Yeah, great to have you with us. Now, Emergency Management Coordinator, what goes into that role for the county? What duties do you perform?
Yes, I do a lot of planning, preparedness work for Eau Claire County, basically make sure that the county is ready for any sort of major natural or man-made disaster. And that includes training, exercises, putting plans together, making sure everybody knows who each other is. And then if we do have a big incident, helping coordinate the response, working with the local municipalities, and county officials, state, potentially even FEMA, and then helping really drive the recovery following a disaster.
So how have you seen your role since you stepped into that role? How have you seen that change and or grow during your time in this position?
It's really been a lot more work on the man-made part of the work, unfortunately. It's the world we live in today. A lot more work on cyber issues, more on active threats and active shooter, which is very unfortunate. Of course, we always have some major disasters, tornadoes, winter weather, summer weather, heat. Currently, there's a task force working in Eau Claire County about homelessness in severe weather situations, severe cold and severe heat situations. So it's really growing and expanding in the reach and everything that we do.
Of course, many remember the devastation of the tornado May 16th of just last year in 2017 and what it did in Chautauqua and really the swath of destruction that it left. So thinking back to that, what are some of the things that our communities need to realize about the fact that none of us are immune from disasters and realizing that there needs to be not only a response plan in place, but people need to know some of the things, some of the steps that they can take?
Well, and we'll start off with a key fact. Wisconsin, on average, gets 23 tornadoes per year. Earlier in May, we had the first couple in Wisconsin down the southwest corner near Grant County. So I think one, maybe two official tornadoes for the 2018 season. They happen all summer long, actually all year long. I think there's maybe 1 month in the whole year in history that has not had a recorded tornado in Wisconsin. And it might be January. So tornadoes will occur, unfortunately, and when they do occur, they can cause a lot of destruction, as we saw last year. One of the biggest things that we in emergency management really stress is have multiple ways to learn about potential severe weather. Most people see and hear the big sirens outside and think that will save them or at least alert them, but those sirens are not intended to alert you. If you're sleeping inside, they're not intended to wake you up overnight. They're not intended to be the indoor warning system, your only system of warning. So having multiple ways to get messages about severe weather, we highly recommend having weather radios, reaching out to your county emergency manager to see if there's a emergency notification system, a mass notification system. Eau Claire County recently got one with the city of Altoona and city of Eau Claire that will send messages to anybody who signed up to receive them through email, phone calls, text alerts. Anything that can wake you up, at least get you that message faster. Outdoor sirens are great for if you're outdoors. Weather radios are great if you're indoors. Text alerts and notification systems are great if you have phone reception. Eventually, the best way to get notification is to have a combination of all of those because each has their own limitations and their own strengths.
We're talking with Tyler Esch, Eau Claire County Emergency Management Coordinator, about disaster preparedness response, especially to and specifically talking about severe weather and tornado season, severe storm warnings. So when you're talking about some of those new technologies that we now have, so there's the storm sirens and you have your weather radios, very important as well, too. But when you talk about some of those email and text notifications, things like that, how do people actually get in touch with that and equip themselves with that?
Well, every county has an emergency manager and we usually all have our own little page on the county website. Those pages usually will have a link to your county's emergency notification system. On the Eau Claire County one, we try to keep that page or that link right on the front page of the county website. On the latest news, you'll see a sign up for mass notification system. And some of the other counties throughout the listening area will have similar systems. And you can reach out to your county emergency manager to figure out how to sign up and where to sign up.
For those who are parents who may be listening, maybe you have children in various grades, various schools, that sort of a thing, and maybe one of your fears is that there's going to be severe weather and we're going to be separated in different areas. What's your advice to them, to the parents wanting to make sure that their children not only can be kept track of so they know what's going on, but also that their children are prepared to deal with some of these severe weather situations, young drivers, that sort of a thing?
One of the best things that you can do is have a contact that is a minimum out of the area, out of your community, at best out of the state, that everybody can text saying, hey, I'm okay. Or I'm at a friend's house because saw some warnings for severe weather, so we stayed in. Have that out of town, at least out of state, preferably contact. In the event that there's any big disaster, any issues with cell phone towers going down, you're not trying to use limited cell phone tower space. A couple years ago, I lived out in Seattle, Washington. And one of the big risks out there is earthquakes, which, if they occur, would pretty much completely devastate the communication systems out there. The way we were told to push out a message saying you're okay is to do a small text message. My parents knew that if they got a message that said okay, that would mean I'm okay, I'm probably working, and that I probably can't get too many more messages. They could relay that to family, friends, and pass the message along on my behalf. It was simple. Fortunately, we didn't have to use it, but it is an effective way to get that type of message out there without really having to take up multiple phone calls or text messages. Just one word, one letter, somebody out of state who can really coordinate that. I know in severe and major disasters, organizations like Red Cross will have a website that called Safe and Well, that you can check in. Facebook will have a I'm safe check-in type thing. So there's different ways to do it, but the best way is just a simple message. Text message is best. Somebody out of the area that you're okay and they can coordinate with everybody else.
We're talking with Tyler Esch, Eau Claire County Emergency Management Coordinator here on WWIB and WOGO Chippewa Valley this week. Tyler, let's talk about those who may be listening to the radio like now and they are in an emergency situation, for instance, a severe storm or a tornado, and they are not anywhere close to a building. What are some of the things to say? Okay, if you're listening to this right now, you're hearing storms or the weather alert comes on the radio, what do you do?
If you're driving and this type of situation occurs, we recommend not trying to outrun a tornado. The tornadoes can change directions. I think the one last year in Chautauqua changed directions 3 or 4 different times. Went from north to an east to a northeast. So if you try to outrun it and it changes on you, you might end up right in its path, which is even worse situation. It's not a great solution, but what is kind of the current recommendation is to get out of a vehicle and lay in a ditch, hands over your head, arms over your head, to kind of brace yourself from any debris. It's not a great solution, but it's kind of the current solution, current thinking.
I think some people think as well, too, well, if I find an overpass or something like that. So again, no there.
That's a big no. Overpasses, I can see where the thinking comes from. Hey, it's hailing. I'll get under the overpass. It'll at least save my vehicle from some major damage and I can be safe. But unfortunately, overpasses tend to act as a wind tunnel and can really make the situation even worse. And an even worse situation is if that would fail, now you're sitting under a bridge that has collapsed on your vehicle. Nobody really knows you're there. If you're on a backcountry road or somewhere that's not heavily traveled, when will that help come? Our recommendation is to really get out to find shelter somewhere. If you're driving along and something happens, maybe there's somebody nice along the road who lives along the road who will open up their doors and let you come into their basement. In severe weather, everybody's at risk. Let's all work together to keep everybody safe.
Talking on WWIB, WOGO, Chippewa Valley this week with Tyler Esch, Eau Claire County Emergency Management Coordinator. So again, the anniversary this month of last year's devastating tornado in the Chautauqua area. When we're talking about those who are caught outdoors in severe weather, maybe next to that in terms of being in a dangerous situation is those who are in mobile home or trailer parks. So many of us saw and heard about what happened there in Chautauqua. So what's the takeaway from that for those who might be in a similar situation?
For those who are in a trailer park or mobile home, our recommendation is know somebody in the area who you can go to. Best option. Mobile homes are very poor against tornadoes. They tend to have a lot of destruction, devastations we saw last year, and they provide very little to no relief in that type of situation. Some mobile home parks are starting to research ways to put in a storm shelter, for their residents, for their community, but that's still pretty early along. So knowing somebody in town who you can go to who will open up their doors to you is key.
And finally, are there any other recommendations you have just in general terms for severe weather, for safety when we're talking about severe storms, hail, tornadoes, that sort of a thing that we see more often than not in Wisconsin?
One of the things that happened last year and has happened multiple times over the years with regards to tornadoes in Wisconsin is people are underinsured or uninsured as a whole. And so their homes, their lives are, they're damaged and they don't have the ability to work with insurance to repay or rebuild some of that or most of it. The emergency manager for Barron County, I reached out to him before this interview, and he said that was one of the biggest issues they had is people's insurance was not set for the devastation and the impacts and the cost that the house had. Then they're forced to try to fill in the gaps, trying to find the monies to rebuild their homes. So make sure your insurance is up to date and is able to cover any sort of severe weather impact. And that's not just tornadoes, unfortunately. I read a story during the volcano in Hawaii, and the same issues come up. Incident a couple months ago in the city of Eau Claire with some sewage flooding. Insurance didn't cover most of the damages to people's houses. So really checking your insurance policies, making sure it's worth what it needs to be worth is key.
And finally, Tyler, as we wrap up here on Chippewa Valley this week, maybe the positive side of some of these natural disasters is the way communities can band together and volunteer and help each other. So what are some of the ways that people can prepare themselves for that type of volunteerism and be ready to help?
The first way to be ready to help is to make sure you're prepared yourself. And we recommend having a 3-day kit of material that you and your family can be safe from any disaster. Maybe not safe from any disaster, but able to recover faster from disaster. And this includes having food, having at least a gallon of water per person per day, having stuff like whistles and rain ponchos, blankets. I have a small backpack in my office that has everything in it. It's smaller than your normal child's school backpack. In the event of a disaster, everything I would need to survive for 3 days is in here. And that's really the biggest first step for the first takeaway is to have that type of preparedness kit in place. And if you have any issues or any questions of what all should go in there, reach out to your county emergency manager. Check out Ready Wisconsin, which is the Wisconsin Emergency Management's public education page. Ready.gov is FEMA's public education page. They all have great tips of what should be in these types of kits and to help you be ready for any disaster, at least help you be prepared for if you are in a disaster and need some food and water, having these pre-made kits is key.
And finally, Tyler, are there ways that folks can reach out to you directly if they have specific questions for this area of Eau Claire County?
Yes, in Eau Claire County, Emergency Management Organization has a Facebook and Twitter page. We are very active on that. We put out tips throughout the week. We put out any severe weather warnings and watches and tips and whatnot. We try to be as converse with the public as much as we can on that. We are on top of things as best we can on social media, email, phone calls. We're under the Planning and Development Department in Eau Claire County. Chippewa County and some of the other listening areas all have emergency managers. Some have social media pages. Everybody's got a website. Everybody's got email. Everybody's got phone numbers. And we're always willing to work with the community. I know I'll probably be out at the Eau Claire, City of Eau Claire's National Night Out in August with some of these same tips. So come out, see us then, and see us if you have an organization that's interested in more information. I'm always willing to come out and give a presentation.
Wonderful. Great advice. Tyler Ash, our guest here on Chippewa Valley this week, Eau Claire County Emergency Management Coordinator. Tyler, thank you so much for spending some time with us on WWIB and WOGO.
Thank you for the time.
Great to have you. And again, we thank our guest, Tyler Ash, Eau Claire County Emergency Management Coordinator. If you'd like to get in touch with him, appointments are recommended. You may call at 715-839-4741. That's 715-839-4741. Follow Eau Claire County Emergency Management on Facebook. If you've missed any of this episode of Chippewa Valley This Week or would like to share it on social media with a friend, shareable podcasts at WWIB and WOGO.com. Just click on podcasts under the category Chippewa Valley This Week. This has been another edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs presentation of WWIB and WOGO Radio, discussing the issues that affect you and your family in your life here in the Chippewa Valley. For topics you'd like to see covered, email us studio@wwib.com. For WWIB and WOGO Radio, I'm Caleb Swenson.